And then there's the idea that, okay, you hear oftentimes that this is scientifically proven, so I put proven quotes, but maybe a better word that is, I think, what people kind of mean is that you're testing that hypothesis, right? Or a more sophisticated idea might be that you're looking at some data and you're trying to infer something, right? So maybe I'll just do show of hands. Do these seem like, am I on base? Do these seem like familiar terms? Okay, so great. Now we're going to do the same thing for AI, but AI is a little trickier. It's the new kid on the block, and people, we didn't all learn about this when we were in grade school and such. So we're going to get to that. But before I get that, I'm going to just make the point that the terms in science kind of organize themselves a little bit. On the left, you have these kind of ideas of hypothesis and theory. On the right, you have more like doing experiments and collecting data. Going from the left to the right is that kind of predictive direction. It's like one part of what it means to do science, to be able to make those predictions. And then the other direction, looking at data and trying to infer something, is kind of the other direction, right? And so that's just part of the scientific process or the scientific method, is you're kind of constantly going back and forth between these two modes of doing science. And that's hopefully like pretty familiar idea. Now with AI, what are some of the words that come to mind there? Like maybe there aren't any words, or maybe a few words, but I think that, if you look going back a few years, probably people, at least when the imagery was maybe it's less words, it's more imagery, but people, you always see pictures of robots when you talk about AI. Maybe you think about the Terminator, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie back in the day. So, and that has pretty negative connotations about what AI is doing for us. These days, probably the most, familiar word for people about what's going on with modern AI might be ChatGPT. Have you heard of ChatGPT? This is familiar. Yeah. Good. So I'm reasonably on base. Another idea might be magic. It certainly seems like magic. There's not a lot of understanding of like what's going on necessarily. A more practical perspective might be efficiency. Like if, companies, you hear lots of advertisements, why are companies interested in AI? Because somehow they have a bunch of data, they want to go through it, and they want to do something, and they hope that AI will make that more efficient. And there's also this very similar idea of automation. Maybe you can automate something that previously people were doing. And, that's maybe good, or maybe that's bad. And that often takes people to think about what's going on with jobs and job displacement. If you have kids that are in school, or if you're, a professor, you also might be thinking about cheating, or, what it's doing to education. It's certainly changing things very rapidly. There's also this idea of hallucinations, which is not the hallucinations from the 1960s and 70s, but it's more the idea that if you ask ChatGPT a question, sometimes it gives you a good answer, sometimes it basically makes something up, and you can't tell the difference between them. And so you can't always trust what you see. And so if you're writing a scientific report, it might, for instance, make up references, and that would be bad, right? So that speaks to this bigger issue of trust. How do we trust these things? That is true about AI and society in general, but it's also definitely going to be true in science. If we're going to use AI to do science, how do we know that we can trust what's coming out, right? Data was present when we talked about science. It's definitely also true when you talk about AI. When you have these AI systems, they're trained on lots and lots of data. And then when you start thinking about that, some people might be then worried about issues of, for instance, privacy. So these are a collection of different topics and thoughts that are kind of swirling around when we talk about AI. Not all of them are necessarily super relevant for science. Some of them are. But I think that this is just to kind of get the show started. These are kind of the ideas that I have in mind, and I think people are probably familiar with.